displeased with him, but at least he knew where to send the bill for a new shirt. The luck of the Irish again. What else would you expect from a man born on St. Paddy's Day? Drinks flowed from the jug of bootlegged corn liquor Jones stored in his locker, the worst-kept secret at the club. A survivor's warmth rekindled in them, and the shadow passed. When the storm moved through, they walked outside and stared again in wonder. The driveway was littered, a debris field of bricks and mortar, some fragments scattered as far as the 18th tee box, 300 yards away. Any one of those objects, thought Jones, could have killed him had it struck him on the head. He took it in stride, fully aware that no matter how much good fortune came your way, one day the final bill comes due. The gods get the last laugh. Time is on their side. A fatal blow had been struck, but no one would know it for 25 years. The myth that lightning never strikes twice in the same place is exactly that. The mast atop the Empire State Building, for example, attracts on average 100 bolts a year. Lightning of an equally powerful but more metaphysical variety had also centered Robert Tyre Jones, Jr. in its sights on the old 12th hole at East Lake, striking him squarely 16 years earlier. Its impact changed the course of his life, propelling him forward to the abundant promise of this moment in 1929,